Test E. Prostudujte si během jedné minuty zadání testu. Poté vyslechněte rozhovor a vepište během dvou minut do textu chybějící informace. Vyslechněte rozhovor znovu a během dvou minut zkontrolujte své odpovědi. Použijte vždy jen jedno slovo nebo číslovku. Odpovědi můžete psát i při poslechu. Řiďte se pouze informacemi ze slyšeného textu.
Welcome to this week's edition in our series, The History of Shopping. I have with me in the studio Paul Banks, who is going to talk about Harry Gordon Selfridge, one of the founders of the department shopping industry. Paul, welcome.
Thank you.
Paul, what do we know about Selfridge's childhood?
Harry Gordon Selfridge was born in Ripon, Wisconsin, in January 1858. Only months later, the family moved to Jackson, Michigan, where his father had acquired the town's general store. When the American Civil War was over, his father, Robert Oliver, abandoned the family.
It must have been very difficult for them.
Yes, it must. Harry's mother had to bring up three boys, although Gordon's two brothers died very young. She worked as a teacher and struggled financially to make ends meet. She supplemented her low income by painting greeting cards.
And how did Harry help his mother?
At the age of 10, he began to work. He had several jobs. And in 1876, Leonard Field, an ex-employer, agreed to write a letter of introduction to Marshall Field in Chicago, a senior partner in Field, Later, and Company, one of the most successful stores in the city. He was employed as a stock boy in the wholesale department.
Paul, that's very interesting. When did he start his own department store?
In 1906, when Selfridge travelled to London on holiday with his wife, he realised that its stores could not rival Fields in Chicago or the great galleries of Parisian department stores. He recognised a gap in the market and decided to invest £400,000 in a new department store of his own. Locating it in what was then the unfashionable western end of Oxford Street, but was opposite an entrance to Bond Street tube station. The new store opened to the public on the 15th of March 1909, setting new standards for the retailing business.
Why was his department store so special?
Selfridge promoted the radical notion of shopping for pleasure. The store was extensively promoted through advertising. Selfridge attracted shoppers with educational and scientific exhibits. In 1909, after the first cross-channel aeroplane flight, Louis Blériot's plane was put on display at Selfridges, where it was seen by 12,000 people.
Harry Gordon Selfridge was a very successful man. What was his personal life like?
To be honest, not very happy. When his wife died, he became friends with Jenny Dolly. They both liked to gamble. Selfridge often charged his and her gambling debts to the store. Eventually, he was forced out over this poor financial management. In later years, he would regularly travel to the store in shabby clothes and was once even arrested for vagrancy.
Oh, that's interesting. And when did he die?
He died of bronchial pneumonia at his home in Putney, southwest London, aged 89. At the time of his death, Selfridge was poor. He was buried in St. Mark's Churchyard next to his wife and his mother.
Well, Paul, thank you very much, and next week we are... Welcome to this week's edition in our series, The History of Shopping. I have with me in the studio Paul Banks, who is going to talk about Harry Gordon Selfridge, one of the founders of the department shopping industry. Paul, welcome.
Thank you.
Paul, what do we know about Selfridge's childhood?
Harry Gordon Selfridge was born in Ripon, Wisconsin, in January 1858. Only months later, the family moved to Jackson, Michigan, where his father had acquired the town's general store. When the American Civil War was over, his father, Robert Oliver, abandoned the family.
It must have been very difficult for them.
Yes, it must. Harry's mother had to bring up three boys, although Gordon's two brothers died very young. She worked as a teacher and struggled financially to make ends meet. She supplemented her low income by painting greeting cards.
And how did Harry help his mother?
At the age of 10, he began to work. He had several jobs. And in 1876, Leonard Field, an ex-employer, agreed to write a letter of introduction to Marshall Field in Chicago, a senior partner in Field, Later, and Company, one of the most successful stores in the city. He was employed as a stock boy in the wholesale department.
Paul, that's very interesting. When did he start his own department store?
In 1906, when Selfridge travelled to London on holiday with his wife, he realised that its stores could not rival Fields in Chicago or the great galleries of Parisian department stores. He recognised a gap in the market and decided to invest £400,000 in a new department store of his own. Locating it in what was then the unfashionable western end of Oxford Street, but was opposite an entrance to Bond Street tube station. The new store opened to the public on the 15th of March 1909, setting new standards for the retailing business.
Why was his department store so special?
Selfridge promoted the radical notion of shopping for pleasure. The store was extensively promoted through advertising. Selfridge attracted shoppers with educational and scientific exhibits. In 1909, after the first cross-channel aeroplane flight, Louis Blériot's plane was put on display at Selfridge's, where it was seen by 12,000 people.
Harry Gordon Selfridge was a very successful man. What was his personal life like?
To be honest, not very happy. When his wife died, he became friends with Jenny Dolly. They both liked to gamble. Selfridge often charged his and her gambling debts to the store. Eventually, he was forced out over this poor financial management. In later years, he would regularly travel to the store in shabby clothes and was once even arrested for vagrancy.
Oh, that's interesting. And when did he die?
He died of bronchial pneumonia at his home in Putney, southwest London, aged 89. At the time of his death, Selfridge was poor. He was buried in St. Mark's Churchyard next to his wife and his mother.
Well, Paul, thank you very much, and next week we are...